104.7 Adelaide's Triple M, Ruined It's for Breakfast. Roo, one of the real highlights for us last year, we got to interview Michael Franzese. And just to remind everyone, he's the man, he's the only man who has successfully left the mob. Can you believe this? We're talking the mafia, the highest order of the mafia over there in New York. We're talking the absolute heavies. And he came and did a speaking tour in Australia. You and I flew to Melbourne.
Yep,
and we were blown away, weren't we?
Well, we were blown away. We couldn't believe we were going to listen to the man. We couldn't believe we were going to meet the man after speaking to him on the radio. And we had so much great feedback about having Michael Franzese on Triple M, and some fantastic news that just come to us only a couple of days ago, that his dad, who he spoke about to us on many occasions, was released from prison at the age of 100, served 40 years in jail. He's the oldest inmate in the US prison system. And we wanted to speak to Michael to see how it all unfolded.
Well, this is fantastic. He's taken our call this morning. Michael Franzese, welcome once again to Triple M. It's great to talk to you.
Well, good to be back. I certainly miss your beautiful country there. I loved it.
What has the last few days been like for you and your family? What a momentous occasion for your father to be released after so many years.
Well, it's hard to describe. I mean, my dad has done 38 years in prison. Up until his release on Friday, he was the oldest inmate in the federal system at 100 years old. So, and, you know, he's kind of a legend in that life to begin with, but he's certainly, you know, a well-loved father in our family. And to have him home and to believe that he was able to walk out after all that he's been under these past 50 years, it's been amazing. And we just feel so terrific, so blessed. I can't describe it.
Do you have a sort of a welcome home party for your dad, or does he want a really quiet sort of just slip into a, you know, mainstream life?
Yeah, he wanted it to be kind of quiet in the beginning. You know, he's 100 years old, and it's a bit overwhelming for him, and he's trying to just get readjusted and reacclimated to outside life. But I'm sure, you know, people are coming over a little bit at a time, some of his friends that are still left, and certainly a few family members. But, you know, he's really all about now is his grandchildren and his great-grandchildren. He's got a bunch. You know, he's just thrilled with that, I got to tell you.
Michael, one of the most frightening stories that really springs to mind for me, one of the chilling stories you told the night that we saw you speak in Melbourne, was the fact that at one time you thought your own father had a contract out on your life. You had to visit a restaurant one night. You explained how you had the slow walk through the restaurant to the back room and you had to face your own father. Does that still go through your mind right now? And I'm not suggesting that you think your father is about to take out that contract. Are those things still very, very evident in your mind?
You know, this is... It's always a tough question, only because people can't understand my answer in many ways. But, you know, I don't think about that anymore. You know, even at the time when it happened, and by the way, he didn't order the contract, but he did go along with it. And, you know, was I shocked? Honestly, I wasn't, because, you know, I was a major part of that life also, and I understood my dad's mentality, even though I didn't agree with it at the time. And I knew he still loved me throughout it all. I just knew for him, he was a good soldier, and this life came before everything. And unfortunately, you know, that's the decision he made when he was on the street. And, you know, a lot of people thought I was going to become a major witness and that I was going to start hurting people. And I think he even might have thought that at one point, even though I was telling him that that wasn't true. So we didn't speak for 10 years after that. But then we kind of patched things up, and, you know, he's been dad ever since. I mean, he still looks at me like I'm still a member of that life. I mean, for him, it hasn't changed in that way. So to make a long story short, I've forgiven him. I love him. And it's father and son. What could I say?
Is he still a member of that life, even though he's been in prison for that long, Michael? Or does it come a time with age where you leave that in your past?
Well, it's in his past. I mean, he really can't participate in anything at this point in time, and nobody's looking at him for anything at this point in time. For all intents and purposes, he's out of the life, although he still abides by his oath. You know, he would never hurt anybody, and he doesn't reveal anything about that life. And but, you know, he's not participating, he's not active in any way, and that's how he'll live out his life, I'm sure.
38 years in prison is a long, long time, and I guess on a day-to-day basis he became attuned to the fact that that's where he was and that's where he was going to live. Has he expressed anything to you, whether it be in the last couple of days or over the years, that he regrets any of this? Was it really worth being in prison for 38 years?
You know, look, as far as my dad's concerned, and as far as I'm concerned, and I'll take it to my grave based upon, you know, my years of investigation and knowledge of the case. I mean, my dad was who he was in that life, as was I. I'm certainly sure he did things that were illegal. But that particular crime that he's done all this time for, my dad was innocent of. He was no bank robber. I'll take it to my grave. I know that he was framed in that case. And as far as he's concerned, he's done 38 years for a crime he didn't commit.
Mm.
So that's a hard pill to swallow. And as a result, you know, he's never going to say that, you know, the feds got me on something that I did. So regrets, I'm sure he has many, because my family was destroyed as a result of his prison sentence in that case. You know, I had two sisters that died young, one of an overdose of drugs. My brother was a drug addict most of his life. He's now in the witness protection program. He turned against my father. My mother died, and at the end of their relationship, I'm really the only one that kind of survived that was in any way involved in anything. So it really took its toll on my dad. So does he regret being a part of the life? I think he may have it, but he'll never express that. He'll die with his boots on. He's not going to express it, but, you know, who knows what he's feeling inside.
How many grandkids and great-grandkids has he got now, Michael? Is he happy to see them? Is he, does it bring a smile to his face at the age of 100?
Oh, absolutely, yeah. And he's well over 20 and all of that, so he's he's proud of that. He's happy, and he wants to get to know them better. You know, they don't really know him well, so... It's hard in that respect. I mean, I have five grandchildren and one on the way. His great-grandchildren, he doesn't know them. So, you know, get to know them.
Michael, how strong is he? Can you see him living on for a while? It's probably hard to predict this, but do you think is he got a few years left in him?
Well, you know, I'm going to be honest with you. When I seen him come out, it kind of just about, it choked me up because he looked so frail. You know, he's just not the strong father figure that I knew. Let me tell you something, guys. You know, I did 8 years in prison, and it's tough being in prison when you're young and you're in good shape. Being in prison at his age, in a wheelchair, and really having to have somebody attend to him, you know, 10, 12 hours a day, it's difficult, and it'll take a toll on you. You know, now that he's home and he can get proper care and eat properly and, you know, take the vitamins that he loves to take, you know, maybe he'll strengthen himself and he'll start to look a little better and hopefully add on years to his life. I won't count him out. You know, my dad's been counted out more times than we can imagine. So he may come back fairly strong.
Oh, well, let's hope he does live for a long, long time and keep going. Before we let you go, Michael, you said that you're out of the mafia and your dad's obviously past that now as well. Is the mafia still as strong today in New York as what it was 10, 20, 30, 40 years ago?
No, I mean, it's... Look, I always say this. As a matter of fact, we're doing a television show based upon it now. But the golden years of that life, when, you know, my life really ruled in great part a great portion of the city and had, you know, influence right into the White House and throughout the country, controlled the unions, controlled our Teamsters, the docks. And the golden years of that life were from the 50s right through the mid-80s. It'll never be the same. I mean, it still exists. I don't think it'll go away in my lifetime. Because now here the big focus for our government, our FBI, is really on terrorism.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And they've let things build up a little bit on the streets. It's not going to go away, but it'll never be the same. Never. Mm-hmm.
Michael, it was a real thrill for us to meet you last year. We enjoyed coming to Melbourne to see you and listen to you speak. Yours is one of the great and most fascinating stories in the history of crime, if I could call it that. To successfully leave the mafia is no mean feat. But thank you so much for taking our call. It's been a massive, massive week for you and your family, and all the best moving forward.
Well, I appreciate it, guys. Thanks. Anytime. And I hope to be visiting in your summer. I might be on another little tour there, so if I
Fantastic.
Do, I'll look you up, maybe we'll get together.
We'll take you out to lunch. We know a few good places for lunch and a few wines, so we might be able to help you out.
Well, that's a deal. I don't pass up a good meal. So
all right. There you go. Michael Franzese, his father, Sonny, released from prison at the age of 100 over the weekend.